You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Guys, it's Toomey here with an AppleViz podcast. And today we are going to be doing a podcast. Well, I'm going to be doing a podcast on Heathcote. And we are going to be doing part of the game. So, yeah, we have voiceover.
Characters.
Toggled on.
Vertical. Headings. Containers. Flat. Handwriting. Lowercase. Containers.
And we're going to navigate over to Heathcote.
Heathcote. Launched. Heathcote.
I don't know why it calls
double
it that.
Double tap to open.
And we're going to double tap.
Portrait.
Okay, we're in the menu. Let's look what we have on screen first.
Swipe up to start.
Swipe up to start.
More button.
We have more. So this takes us to Safari, and it will give information about the app.
Credits button.
Credits. So the people who acted it, and just again, more information about the app. So, this game runs without voiceover, so I'm going to triple click the home button.
App switcher.
Oops.
Heathcote.
There we go.
Credits button.
Okay, I'm going to triple click the home button.
Voiceover off.
There we go. And we're going to swipe up to start. Here we go.
You've reached Martin Fellows of Spectre Productions. Please leave a message after the beep. Martin, I'm here.
Okay, so the game has started. And to choose an option...
Hey! Waiting on you.
To choose an option, swipe up.
Come on, man, pick up.
Landline.
And, you come to a list of options. Sometimes there's only going to be one option. So, swiping up lets you pick an option when you hear that boom sound in your ears. So, you can either use that sound, or you can listen to when it's just silent, and something is just repeating over and over. So, let's look at our options by swiping left or right.
Landline, 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 landline.
And it looks like our only option is landline. So, if you want to select an option, swipe up. And you get this this whistling sound.
Hey, David. You there already?
Yeah, just pulled up.
How's it look?
Dilapidated, man. Not a whole lot to look
I am going
to
warn you, there are some bad words in here.
Big, rundown building.
Hey, call my cell. I don't have the recorder hooked up to my landline.
All right.
Hey.
Yo, got a good signal?
I hear you loud and clear. Ready?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Well, I got the plans laid out in front of me. Ready when you are.
Oh, you didn't say you had family over.
Email alert, smartass. You nearly there?
Yeah. Still heading down the path. Give me a minute.
Okay, so it looks like one of those other swiping up options. So we're going to swipe up, and you're going to hear this whip sound, and then swiping left or right to choose an option. Then swipe up to confirm your option.
Email.
Email?
Where are you?
You can ask David where he is.
Email.
And then you're back to email. So I'm just going to pick email by swiping up. And a whistling sound.
Huh. The station sends along the commercial.
Hooray.
Coming in December to 108.2 Eagle FM. your favorite spook detective, David Scott, in a brand new holiday special.
Okay, before we go anywhere near into the game, swiping right will fast forward the story. Swiping left will rewind the story by maybe about 5 seconds. And if you want to choose an option, like I said, swipe up, and then by flicking left or right, you can scroll through the list of options and then swiping up to confirm. So I've just paused the game by swiping down. To unpause the game, swipe up.
Heart of East Coast L. On Christmas Day, 1956, the Heathcote Asylum for the Criminally Insane.
That's the name of the game.
Of a gruesome tragedy.
Pretty spooky.
And police arrived on the scene to.
This game is pretty spooky. So.
On fire. No one survived. Heathcote Asylum is now known as a hotspot for supernatural activity. David Scott will go in and face his wrath.
Oh my goodness, that sounds creepy.
Only on 108.2 Eagle FM.
Whew, jeez, okay. It's really not that bad.
It's crap, Martin. It's like the trailer for a freaking Corman picture. Total schlock.
Look, we can send them back notes and see if they have time to change it before it goes to air.
Oh, do their jobs for them, you mean?
All right, you clearly got all the answers, so how would you do an ad for this show?
Where do I start? Okay, here's an idea. We start with the details. On Christmas Day, 1956, all 89 residents of the Heathcote Asylum for the Criminally Insane were burned to death.
Still sounds pretty cheeseball to me. Look, it's not like there's a science to advertising a paranormal investigator show on the radio. The guys we were with on TV, sure, they knew how to push a show like this, but...
I've gone from television to radio. At this rate, by next year, I'll be standing at a freeway exit holding a sign that says, "We'll hunt ghosts for food."
Yeah, and I'll be right there with you holding one that says, "Reality TV producer for hire." Yeah, okay, well... Really, though, what would you do?
Well, it's got to play with what people are afraid of. Like, what are you most afraid of?
One of those picking ones again? We're going to swipe up.
Clowns. What was the question? Darkness. Spiders. Clowns.
And we're back to clowns. I was swiping left or right between options to display options.
What was the clowns?
So,
spiders.
I am going to have
spiders.
To choose one.
Clowns.
This is pretty hard.
Dark. What was the question? Clowns.
Clowns? I don't know.
Spiders. Clowns.
I think I'll have to go with clown. Yep. So, to confirm your option, swipe up again.
We've talked about it before. Clowns, man.
Exactly. So why didn't they have a clown laughing quietly through the trailer?
Dude, not everyone's afraid of clowns. You almost there?
Yeah, getting to the door. Anyway, it's the principle of the thing. I'm afraid of the dark, but...
You're afraid of the dark?
Yeah, and... Damn.
Rain?
Nuclear apocalypse, actually. Yeah, of course, rain. Came out of nowhere, too. Sky was pretty clear on the drive up. Ah, crap, hold on. My phone's getting wet.
Shoulda stayed in L.A.
Okay. I'm here.
You need to work out more, man.
Oh, funny guy. Anyway, I'm opening the door. Let's hope the owner wasn't right.
What do you mean?
When he gave me the keys, he went all Crazy Ralph on me.
Okay. Another one of those picking options part. So, we're gonna swipe up.
Crazy Ralph?
Go through our options again.
Where are you? Afraid of the dark? Go in. Crazy Ralph? Go in.
I'm just gonna go with this one and swipe up to confirm.
Any last words? Dark's gonna get you.
Martin.
So may as well.
I freaking hate you. Okay, I'm walking in through the front door and... Whoa.
What?
This seems way bigger on the inside.
Plans say that there are two doors. The one to your left leads to the offices, cells, doctor's office, and the east wing. The other door on your right leads to the basement and kitchen.
Okay. Creepy dark room, check. Rats, check. Storm, check. All we need is to find an old book bound in flesh and we'll have the full Monty here.
Working electricity?
Hold on. Yes!
Yeah?
Nah, man. I'm kidding. This place is dead. Good thing I got my flashlight.
Okay, one of those options. And let's see, we're gonna swipe up.
Basement and kitchen.
Scroll through.
Where are you? Afraid of the dark? Rats. Crazy Ralph? Offices and cells. Basement and kitchens.
I would go to the office.
Offices and cells.
So I confirmed by swiping
up. So, why don't you start your spiel? Let's get as much audio as we can of you first entering.
Okay.
And don't worry, I can cut it all together later. No need to do the presenter stuff.
No, it's gotta be right. Gotta be genuine, my man.
Fine, have your stupid scruples. Start whenever you want.
I am now in the foyer
of the former Heathcote Asylum. The fire didn't reach this far.
Okay, this is where it switches to David's perspective. So now Martin is going to be on the
grime from decades
on the speaker instead of
upon entering
David.
I heard some rats. But what could they be eating in a place like this? Moss grows on some of the windowsills. So life is continuing, even in this desolate place. I have a feeling, though, that this place doesn't want us here. Then, Martin, here's when you'll cut in the door slam.
Oh, thought I had to be genuine.
Well, we do our best to be genuine, but we're not freaking saints here, man. The owner of the property refuses to rebuild here, just letting it sit vacant. When I questioned him about it, he would not tell me why. I presume it would be expensive to do anything with it, and this whole area is so remote, there are probably few buyers, especially with the tragedy that happened here. How are we doing so far? Loud and clear?
Okay. Swipe up.
Keep recording. Where are you?
Scroll through the options by swiping left or right.
Cell phone. Keep recording.
Just gonna choose one, and I'm gonna swipe up to confirm.
We're losing you.
Whoa. Holy moly. There we go. And
especially with the
keep recording. Where are you? Keep recording.
So I swiped up to display the list of options, and then when I find the one I want by swiping left or right, I swipe up.
Your levels are fine. Keep going.
Cool. I am now in what looks to be an office. There are a couple of old typewriters covered in dust and rusting. The rain from outside is streaming in through cracks in the ceiling. There is some graffiti on the wall here. Really?
When nature calls.
Get back to your desk.
Okay. Now can you say it again?
You're an ass, you know that? Anyway, there's some graffiti here, barely readable, and a couple of doors leading out. Martin, do you know where they go?
Says here, one leads to the cells, one leads to the offices, and there should also be an entrance to the east wing.
Yeah, sounds about right.
This kind of ends the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope it actually helped. Put a comment down below. Looks like I'm out of here, guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.